The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Crackle me.
Good morning, hunchies.
Happy Friday.
You look pretty, even though you have your sunglasses back.
No, yeah, I'm back to being a skank. I didn't do my eyeballs, and I have no makeup on.
But your face looks really smooth. Technology filter to make your face look like that? Are you using
AI? No, I just think I have really good skin right now. This is what happens when you don't drink all the time. You just have good skin.
Do you remember when you used to use Kim Zolciak's skincare line?
I still do. I use that every night and every morning. That's maybe cashmere. Why I have such nice skin.
It's cashmere.
And it smells so freaking good. It's like an oil. It's like an oil base, but it just makes my skin so like smooth. Like after I get out of the shower, I do like my oil pads, and then I do Kim Zolciak cashmere, and I've been doing it for years, and I freaking love it. Does she still have it? Kim, can you send me a batch? Because I keep spending money on it.
Yeah, I want to try some too. Do you know that I have a very close...
You never tried it?
No, how would I have tried it? She never sent it to me. I'm not buying stuff.
I bought it. I've been buying it. Oh, I know
you, but you're rich.
Hardly.
Do part of my appearance, if you can't tell by the voice, I'm so hungover.
Where'd you go last night? I didn't even know you went out.
I'm acting like I'm fucking Drake. I was just pissing out of my ass, just so everyone's clear. I have a jug of water.
And I'm drinking. Did you mix?
Oh my God, please, mama. Miss Thing, I mixed everything.
All right, let's start from the beginning because I don't know anything.
Okay, I'll tell you. And when I'll get to it later. Last night we had a double date.
With who?
Seldom. It's a seldom experience, a seldom occurrence.
Was it like an orgy double date or just like
No. A friend of mine that I used to work with, and he used to be a producer on my show over at Barstool.
It was gays. It wasn't like a straight couple?
No, it was a straight couple. But the guy, he worked with me, but he also went to college with Billy.
Small world.
And so
It's meant to be.
Yeah, you can't have this. So we ended up, to catch up, we haven't seen each other for so long. So we went, first of all, me and Billy went to dinner because we were going to meet for drinks about 8 o'clock. So I was like, let's get dinner first because why not? Because I didn't want to show up to the double date sober in case they wanted to fool around. So so we went to Pastis. We went to a French bistro in town. It's a French restaurant that's been open for many moons.
Your socks.
Oh, what do they say on them?
It's a bag of French socks.
Oh, bonbon. But that's a squirrel on them.
It didn't come in time for your present, so you got these two.
A virtual present. Peaky's wilding out right now.
Okay, so.
So we go to Pastis.
So French restaurant.
French restaurant, and we had such a nice time. So I was mixing cocktails there. So we had to wait for our seat. So I had a martini standing up.
Wait, I thought you said in your little post that martinis are not in.
Dirty martinis. No martinis you can have, but just dirty martinis.
Dirty martinis is my jam.
I meant like filthy, filthy, like dirty martinis. And I also the people that make up their personality. It's not
a yellow dirty martini.
Yeah, or just like what Nicole's referring to is my ins and outs for 2026. You can see on my Instagram at Joey Camasta.
Yeah, I was very offended about the dirty martinis.
Well, it's not. You're not a victim of it. It was more calling out people that make it their personality, and I say that about anything. You shouldn't make everything
too over, too obsessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm dirty. I want mine filthy, like swamp water. Anyway, so I had a martini, and then we sat down, and then I had a cocktail with apricots in it, which blew my pussy off. It blew my pussy off. And there's a little apricot decoration on it. It was and there was like green stuff in it, like thyme. It was fucking good. And then we
thyme,
started.
Ew.
I know. So I think that was gin based. And then we had a glass of white wine. Then our chicken, our meals came. We had a glass of white wine. Then I had a glass of champagne.
No wonder you're pissing out of your ass.
Then I had a glass of champagne.
You mix all these alcohols.
And I had the Ogeter, because, oh, another thing is I'm so annoyed. I mean, I'm grateful for technology and I'm sorry, grateful for the medicines that I'm gifted from the Lord. I mean, my GLP-1s, what did I take? Hold on. I miss binge eating.
Well, you're satisfied with your abs, I feel.
Yeah. So then I had a glass of champagne because I had Ogeter for mixing all those things. So I needed bubblies.
Oh, you needed a bubble. Mm-hmm.
So that's that. This is why I'm so hungover. And then we get to the Soho House.
You already had like five drinks at dinner.
Yeah. So then we go to the Soho House. I open the door to walk in. And someone's walking out. So I had to hold the door, you know, because I'm walking out. Guess who was walking out right in front of me?
Drake.
Pink.
Pink.
Alicia, yeah. What does she sing? What's her big song? Oh, so
she has
what?
A ton of songs.
I'm still the rock star. So Billy high-fived her and said, love you, bitch.
Oh my God. Stop. Remember she said something mean about me?
Oh, did she? Mina. I should have yelled. I take it back.
I think she was mad that I was on Rolling Stone. So she tweeted something. Like, I'm
imagine I beat the shit out of her. Belligerently drunk.
This is for Snooki.
So we walk into the Soho House, and I had a passion fruit martini. I think I had a couple
Ooh.
Of those. It was very good. It was called I don't know what it was called, but and can I say the new thing they're doing? I don't know if it's because they had a whole like non-alcoholic menu. They brought the liquor on the side of my martini, which I thought was interesting. I think the martini I ordered was off like the mocktail menu, and they brought, I don't know what it is, but I think a lot of bars are now serving, like, you can, like, dose your own self. Like, microdosing alcohol is the thing. I think they're serving, like, the alcohol on the side now.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
In some establishments, so you can have as much as you want. I was like, well, I'm just going to drink the whole thing.
No, but just surprise me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let me know how much alcohol you're putting in.
So we had the passion fruit martini. I'm still full. I had to shit at the Soho House because I was so full. I was pissing on my ass for 2 days now. I don't know, maybe.
Wait, how'd you get in? You have a membership?
No, Entrenet got me in.
For real?
I'm only kidding. No.
How'd you get in?
So
stupid.
No, my friend's a member. But I was offered a membership. I just never paid for it because do you know what's fucked up with these members clubs all over town?
Yeah, I swore you.
I had the membership. I had the Soho House membership, but I never went.
Because you wanted to feel cool.
Yeah, but then like I never went. But the thing in the membership clubs that's so annoying is if you're under 30, you get like half price memberships. Like, if you're over 30, they charge you fucking millions of dollars. Isn't that rude?
Oh, because they want all the young people. They don't want the old freaking farts.
Yeah. So it's like, so then I was like, should I just have Billy sign up and then like, and then I can use like the couple membership so he would get the discount. Because it's like, it's not like a $200 difference. It's like fucking $5,000 differences of these clubs.
That's freaking rude.
That is ageism.
Okay, moms, here's something that keeps me up at night as a parent. Our kids are the first generation growing up on ultra-processed foods. And the long-term effects, I mean, we're only beginning to understand them. It's crazy. So while everyone else is promising to hit the gym more in 2026, I'm literally focusing on something that'll actually stick. Better nutrition for my children. So that's exactly why Hiya exists. To give parents a real solution in a market flooded with products that prioritize candy-like appeal over actual nutrition. Some children's vitamins on the market today contain up to 7 grams of sugar, per serving and are stuffed with artificial additives and petroleum-based dyes. Hiya took the opposite approach. Zero sugar, zero gummy junk, and just clean nutrition. And here's something every parent needs to hear. If getting your kids to eat vegetables feels like an impossible daily battle, Hiya's new Kids Daily Greens and Superfoods is a total game changer. It's basically chocolate milk stuffed with veggies. It's a green powder that's packed with 55 plus whole food sourced ingredients. So my kids, I feel like I'm always struggling to get them to eat healthy or, you know, take the vitamins. And they've been on the Hiya for literally 6 months now, and they love it.
I have. They sent me some. It's actually delicious. I scooped some in some almond milk the other day. It tastes like a dessert. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamins. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/Snooki. This deal is not available on their regular website, so you have to go to Hiya Health, HiyaHealth.com/Snooki, and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. That's HiyaHealth.com/Snooki for 50% off your first order. Do you think I should get a new identity? Can you buy?
What?
Can you buy? Like, you know, if I wanted to have like be undercover as someone else, like I wanted like a second identity.
We have to
like,
change your entire appearance.
Well, can I just have two? I can't like be me, and then like I can put a wig on and like be someone else, and just like
Hannah
like,
Montana,
like a 23-year-old a Parisian.
Well, I don't know if you could pull off 23
OnlyFans model. Well, no one's gonna see me. It's just for paperwork, and then I'll show up. But like, you know, I'll be covered in gauze, so they won't even know.
Oh, so you want to invent a fake person?
Just so I can like reap the benefits, like a younger, or like yeah, I want to be a different race.
What would their
name
be?
I want to be a different race. I want to be a different, you know what I mean? I want something completely different than what I am, just so I can live a double life. It's the Hannah Montana of it all. And then I had a spicy margarita, and then I was slamming five spicy margaritas.
Oh God! You literally had all the drinks on the menu.
Spicy margaritas.
What's wrong
then
with you?
We had like five of those. And then my friend, my friend's girlfriend says she wants to go dancing. She wants to go to the club. And I was like, okay, I'm not. My dog's home. It's like, I just want to get home to Twiggles all night. So then she mentions she wants to go to the Box. The Box is like one of the hottest clubs you can get into in New York City. So I
the
just.
The Box, my Box.
So I just said, you know, oh, I know the owner. Let me send him a text. It's very hard to get into. So I said, okay, let me send him a text. So I texted 5 minutes later. She goes, okay, you're all set. Have fun. I said, thank you.
How do you know the owner?
Because I went there. Me and Gia Giudice went there last summer for an influencer event. And the owner came up to me and she's like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with you. And like, she's like, She's a crusader. So she,
get a girl.
Yeah. So she gave me her number and she said, call me whenever. So I did. I called her. I called in a favor. So we get there, but the Box is known for it's like sex shows. It's like Amsterdam sex shows. So it's like, you know, it's like a fancy club, like, you know, and you sit down and have like all the champagnes and like all the things. But they do like a filthy show, but like dirty show, like sex and like they piss in the audience.
Sex.
And like,
oh,
like nasty shit. Like the girl was like it's different every time. This time,
I don't know if I want to get pissed on.
No, they don't piss on you, but like, there was like some like old like, it wasn't a trans person. It was like, you know, like an old man like dressed in a wig and stuff like that. And then like he's like in lingerie, and then he like shit on the stage. Not last night, but like another time we went there. But I think it's all fake. I think a lot of it's
you could have did that because you had to shit your pants.
I know
you could have performed.
Like, I think it was fake. I know it's fake.
Fake shit,
but they, you know, they it's shock value stuff. So they take their boobs out and someone's pretending to do heroin on the stage. It's like, girl, if you're gonna do heroin, do it for real and really pass out. But there was like a heroin scene and then all this shit. But I was like, I was so over it by the time I was there. It's like, you know, I was, and also the drinks, guess how much a regular like a vodka and soda is, or like a regular drink is there?
$30.
Yes. So I was drinking doubles, not knowing, and I was, so each one of my drinks was $60.
Bitch, that is ridiculous.
I know. I need you to transfer me some money because
so
that's another thing. It's like, I don't need to be the
closest. That's why you have to carry alcohol in your pocket in like a tampon.
I know.
Like those tampon flasks. So you just order club soda and then you do
that's
that.
That's what I'm going to start doing.
$60 for drinks is insane.
But it's like, no. It's like, I'm coming to the age now. Like, I just wanted to go home to my dog the whole day. It's like, I really wanted to do. I wanted to go home, put my cozies on, put my Twiggles, and then pour myself a glass of champagne from my own wine fridge. Like, that's what turns me on. I don't want to see someone shitting themselves on heroin on the stage.
Well, that's how I felt for your birthday. Drink. I mean, even though we went to that like fun like place in the attic, the Pearl Box. Loved it. But I couldn't wait to get back to your house and just like get cozies on and play Celine Dion.
Yeah. And you know, another thing is that I just, when I'm out now, I just stare at my Furbo and just look at Twiggles and talk to him through the machine.
Well, what time was this? Like, what time did you get there?
We got there at 11:30. And then we, I was home by like one, I guess, cause I, or 1:30. I don't know. But
that's not awful.
Another thing I was annoyed about, like, I was really looking forward to, like, because I was so fucking drunk. I was really looking forward to coming home and like ordering pizza, but like I didn't have the energy or the need to order the pizza. And again, I'm not complaining that I'm not morbidly obese and dying from cholesterol poisoning. I'm just saying I wish I still had it in me to. I miss the days. I miss my
youth.
I miss my youth. I want to order $300 worth of Taco Bell. I wanted to order five different flavor pizzas and have one for each hand and like
be. I feel like you could still do that drunk and just like have little bites.
I just didn't want it. I just didn't want it, and it wasn't like it's not the same. And again, I'm very grateful that I have my newfound health via Pfizer or whoever makes these pills, these shots. But I think anyone who has an eating disorder out there, this is for my girls with eating disorders. You can understand what I'm talking about. Like, I don't want to be a pig, but sometimes I just want to be appreciated.
Yeah, mentally it just feels nice. It's satisfying sometimes.
Look at Twiggles. He's on the coffee table.
Peaky.
Look at Aunt Spooky. You see her? Look, she's right here.
Hi, Munchkin.
I hope the Crusaders are having a nice time. What do you think they're doing right now?
Probably drinking. It's Friday. It's Friday.
Oh, I don't have to go to fucking a birthday. I was invited to a birthday dinner tonight. I can't do it.
Whose birthday dinner?
My friend Jacqueline, I used to work with. She's in town. She lives in Florida. She has a lesbian baby, and she lives in Florida.
I think you could do it. You could pull it off.
It's a very nice
restaurant. You have to do is literally just after this, take a shower and then get in cozies and just lay in bed all day. And then when it's time to start getting ready, you make like a strong martini and then you'll be fine.
I went to the gym yesterday too. Maybe that's why I feel under the weather.
Your body's probably sore.
Your favorite thing is, does your gym have, you have your home gym.
No, well, I go to Anthony. I go to Back to Fitness in Whippany.
New Jersey. So it's been a while since I've gone to the gym religiously. I'm not going religiously. I go every week, but not religiously. My gym has the machine that you can go on the TV. My phone, my thing, it's a big fucking TV, and you can press all the buttons. Yeah. And you can go on Netflix. You can go on, it all connects to your.
It's a Peloton.
And it charges your phone for you. Like, you just put the phone up like on the thing, and then your earmuffs connect. Like, I just put my earmuffs go into the machine. And it like,
yeah, it's very convenient
through the air. And I was watching Emily in Paris on the Netflix on the strip thing. So I put my thing up the hill, but then I got bored because I used to the episode. So I started walking through Paris. You can go through like any city you want and walk through the city.
Oh, yeah. But it's also, that's what I have also, too.
But also this machine, if you're going, like if you're walking, like for instance, in Paris, there's an area like, you know, you're walking all over Paris. So if you're going like on a regular street, but like wherever the scene is walking, like if you're going like up a hill, it'll go up the hill. If you're going down a hill, it'll like go down the hill. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. So this is I have it on the Peloton. You could literally go anywhere. You could go to China, Japan. You go to France. You could go on a beach. You could go in the mountain. It's really cute.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, so I did that. I had a nice stroll. I walked 1.0 miles, just 1 mile. And then I was like, I'll forget to a mile. I was over it by this point. I slammed on the emergency brake, like, to get off there. I couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Oh, well, you need to stretch. At your old age, before and after, you need to stretch your bones.
I know, and I was trying to make a video for some, like, ad I have to do. But I was trying to put the phone up on the thing and then do an exercise on the floor, like a floor exercise. I couldn't even think of one because I don't want to look like an asshole. Like, they have all the balls and like strings and stuff that you can play with on the playground. There's like a playground.
Yeah.
With all the mirrors and like you can like
just
do
go on YouTube.
I know. So I didn't know what to do. So I was going to grab a big heavy ball, but I didn't know like what like fake, I was trying to fake exercise for a video. So like, I was like, how am I? I don't
know. Yeah,
even
you're
going to
pull something.
I wouldn't even know what to do with these big balls. So I was going to like hold it and then like bend down. Like, I didn't know. Or like the jump ropes.
You pick it up in a squat and then you slam it down.
I couldn't even think of a move to do. And I didn't want to, like, I didn't want to, like, copy.
Or you do ball crunches. That'll make your abs like really pop.
Yeah, but I didn't want to look like a slop kebab, like hunching over. So then I was going to copy what everyone else was doing, but I thought they were going to know that I was making fun of them. If they saw my phone up and then record, like, then like doing exactly the move they were doing. So I just gave up.
Yeah, I would just stretch and walk. That's it.
Yeah, my Nasana. Can I talk about something? And I'm sorry to this man. Billy and I had a movie night the other night, and he suggested this movie, and I said, "Oh," he goes, "I love this movie. It's so, you're gonna love it. It's so good. It's so up your alley. I've seen it before, but I want to watch it again." So he put it on. It's the Gatsby.
You bitch.
Okay, now do you know your wedding songs in that movie?
Bitch. Are you like?
I had no. I never saw the movie.
Do you know
but
who
I
am?
Yeah, I was at your Gatsby wedding, but and I was involved.
My
in it,
whole
but
wedding is based on that fucking movie.
You stole my wedding country and my wedding singer.
That's literally my entire wedding. The black and white colors, the gold, the wedding song. It's all the Great Gatsby. Me and Gianni fell in love with the movie, and we said that's going to be our wedding.
And the headbands. The headband.
Yeah, I can't believe you've never seen it before.
No, I never saw the movie. I knew the Gatsby theme, and I know what
that
a theme
is wild.
I know what Gatsby is as a theme because I just know things. But I didn't do it
just to randomly be like, oh, let's do Gatsby. Like, I literally based it off that movie.
First of all, I am obsessed with the movie. I'm just gonna right off the jump before I get into the movie review. Fucking Daisy's a cunt. That little bitch.
Oh, she's a hot freaking mess.
Freak.
Let's figure
why would you
shit
do
out.
That to?
Figure
why would you do that? No. Why would you do that to
she
my friend?
Me off. Yeah,
she left.
Me off.
Left us high and dry.
Yeah, she's
it's like that's not
off,
a ride or die
sure.
bitch.
Yeah, how old is that movie now?
I had no idea.
It's be like 12 years old.
Because it was you got married in 2014.
2015. No. Yeah, 2000. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, 2014. You're right.
You got married 2014.
Yeah, because I got married after Giovanna, 3 months after Giovanna was born.
What month was it? November.
November. November 29th.
Mommy died that year in June.
Mommy.
Mira. Oh, yeah. What's the thing with the eyeglasses? There's, Billy was saying there's like hidden messages. What's the thing with the eyes? Like the poster with the eyeglasses? Like with the glasses?
What do you mean?
There's like a, they kept showing this thing, old boy. Old sport.
Old sport.
Old sport. Did you ever see the movie?
Yeah.
Or you just like the style?
Are you kidding? I saw the movie like 25 times. I just haven't seen it in years.
Old sport. I'm going to start talking like them. But 10 out of 10 movie. I mean, I don't like how the ending happened. I mean, but also,
if I were to go back in time, I would go back to that era. Because I just love the outfits and I love how everyone talked. And I just... That's like the era that I should have lived in, or maybe I did, and then I died and came back.
Well, that's the Roaring Twenties. We're in it. We're in it right now.
Loved it.
Can I talk about something that's making me uncomfortable, and I cannot wait for it to be over?
What, your hangover?
No, but also, okay, before I get into that, I'm so sorry. The Crusaders know. Do you know that my flowers from Trader Joe's for my birthday are still alive and kicking? Look.
Really?
Look at them.
I never got flowers from Trader Joe's.
They're the best flowers ever.
But you know what? Every time I go in there, I was in there last week, so I had to get my rice. I always cook rice with my chicken cutlets. The kids love it. I had to get my rice and my veggies and all my fruits. And then I got burgers and steaks. So every time I walk in there, and the flower section is like right when you walk in my Trader Joe's.
Yes.
It's packed with people just picking flowers. Their whole cart is just filled with fucking flowers. Like, do I need to get on this bandwagon of flowers?
Yes, buy your flowers there. And can I say something? If you're doing a wedding and something like that, it's the cheapest way to do it. But if you need to buy, like, get them ahead of time, you can go and talk to the manager the morning.
Order them?
Kind of order them, yeah. Like, I think they hold them for you. I don't know how it actually works, but you can get it in. Go in there and talk to the people.
Yeah, because flowers are so fucking expensive for a wedding. These are like, not,
I
bitch.
Mean, oh, for a wedding? No. I do my bouquets from Trader Joe's. I mean, I used to go to the flower district all the time, but now it's not. I was working in that office over there, but it's not. I don't go down there as much. But Trader Joe's, I always get the flowers there. The roses, for my Thanksgiving thing, I got most of the things from Trader Joe's. And those flowers stayed like month, like a week longer than the expensive ones I bought from the district. Get roses from Trader Joe's. Maybe
that'll be my 2026 new hobby. Cause I needed, I wanted like You're a new hobby. And I feel like, yeah, I'll do fresh flowers in my kitchen.
Yes.
Smells nice, right? What vase do you use? Let me see.
I mean, I have a regular vase, but I have all different vases.
Like, what kind of vase should I have?
Like that, like a round one.
I can't see.
It's just
the square one.
I'll send you things. But you can get them like on Amazon or like get them anywhere. But yeah, all different shapes. Get small ones, big ones. You mix them up. I'll teach you how to do florals. Remember we used to have a YouTube channel?
I have like a big ass one. It's like really big. It's for my wedding, but it's like a crystal. It's like a very expensive vase.
No.
And
you need a short vase.
Put it on my thing.
You need a short, wide vase.
Maybe I'll go to Home Goods.
Oh, bitch, yes. I was over at Home Sense the other day. That makes me uncomfortable, and I can't wait for it to be over, is the new trend, the 2016 trend. It is so cringy. I can't.
No, I'm not doing it.
I do not like the past. I hate that. The past is so cringe and so choogy. I don't like looking at the pictures. It's just like I went through all the pictures of that year. We had a wild year that year. 2016 was a wild year for us.
What were we doing?
We were traveling the globe. I was like a celeb stalker that year. Literally, I have pictures with like...
Oh, just that year?
Well, no, this year especially. That's when we went over to the Kardashians' house. And that's like when...
No.
Yes. We got 2016. We got 2016.
Oh, that's when Chloe yelled at me?
No, that's not when she yelled at you. It's when we went to Clocktails with Chloe.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And then we were like,
when I blacked out with
Then Nicole. We were with like working out with Mario Lopez and then Dorinder.
Oh, that's when we did our LA tour.
Yeah.
That's when I was working.
Yes.
We did that Mario Lopez workout drinking.
Remember
we were drinking?
Oh.
What were we drinking?
Vodka, water bottles of vodka.
Oh yeah. So we every time me and Joey would go for like a press tour, we would have vodka in a water bottle, and every time we opened it, it would go.
Yeah, it'd sound like a bomb went off.
It would literally be a bomb, and everyone would look at us, and we'd be like, huh.
So everyone is posting these 2016 things, and it's all fun and games, but it's like, I don't like looking at the past. It reminds me, it's like scary, almost like death in a way. Like, I don't like looking back. Maybe a cute picture of like, you know, when, you know, a good time on a vacation, like that's fine. But like when you're like looking through your camera, yeah. Like all those things, it's, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a phobia. I don't know what it is, but I don't like it. And it's making me very uncomfortable. And I don't like looking at, maybe I'm scared to go back there. Maybe like I'm afraid that's going to happen to me again. Like I'm going to look like that again, or like, I don't know.
I think it's just memories, but it makes me feel bad about myself because it makes me feel old. I'm just like, I look so young there, and I'm literally so young. And now I'm like almost 40. It's just scary. Aging is scary.
Yeah, I don't like
all the pictures, we look so cute. Everyone's tagging us in the pictures. Like Jenny had some pictures. Opal had some.
Yeah,
Tracy just posted one on her story. We look like babies.
I know. I mean, I was heavier then. And I hated the outfits and the shoes.
Whatever. Like that was the style at the time. You never know. We're going to look back now.
I know.
Back, like, you know, 15 years from now, and you're going to be like, oh, I was so obsessed with France. What the hell?
No.
Why am I wearing that?
I think I need to take a new antidepressant. Not a new one. I have to take a fresh one.
I'm actually going to go to my doctor next week to get
antidepressants?
Something for anxiety.
Oh, Mira.
I've been having really bad anxiety. I think it's time for me to get medication.
Good, get medicated. I've been on pills for years.
But like my thing is like, I don't want to be like reliant on something, but I just feel like I need it at this point.
That's a big word.
But I don't want, I don't want, like how does that go with drinking? Because I know you can't take that with, if you're going to drink. Like how does that?
Oh, please. They're invented to be, antidepressants go hand in hand. Girl.
It's not a depressant. It's anxiety.
Yeah. So you don't want to be, you're not going to be comatose.
Is it different?
No, they're going to give you an antidepressant. It's going to deal with it all. It's going to give for panic attacks. It just quiets.
Yeah. I've been getting anxiety attacks.
It just quiets the crazy.
I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with my body?
You're not going to feel like a zombie. Like, look at me. I'm thriving. I've been on it for 20 years, literally 20 years. And all everyone's,
it's been really bad the past like 5 months. So I need something to like make me feel calm and not
it'll quiet
panic panicky.
Well, then you're gonna want to, now we're talking, sister. You're gonna want to get a mild sedative, and then you need to get something for emergencies. Like if you're having a full panic attack, you need a Xanax or a Klonopin.
I never took Xanax. One of those before.
But that's, you can't drink on those. I mean, you can if you really want to fucking while out. But those are like for like emergencies and like. And like you know, you'll be very soothed and very relaxed.
Yeah.
But they'll give you some. Mild
I decided in 2026, like I need
it's
to
a year of self not only of-
taking care of ourselves. Like I've done like you know the losing weight and getting healthy back in the gym, and now I'm just like now I need to concentrate on my mental health, and I know I need something to help me because I've been like sad lately and anxiety through the roof. So I definitely need something to help me.
I'm proud of you, sister. I really am.
So yeah, Nicole. I have an appointment on Friday and I'm getting my blood work to make sure everything is good because I had high blood pressure from like worrying all the time. So yeah, I'm a mess.
BETTERHELP.com/speech.
Better help yourself.
Better help yourself. I have topics.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I forgot. Billy and I are in our dating era. Clock it. We went out for breakfast the other day. He invited me for 11:30 breakfast at a restaurant.
You both don't have a job. Who is paying for this?
You are. But you left your credit card wasn't lost, Mama. I have it.
Are you doing influencer scams in all these restaurants? You're going, that's what you should do, bitch. Because you're so into food and cooking. You need to go to these restaurants and do like reviews. Like these food reviewers that like go to all these restaurants and like shout them out, they get so much fucking money for just doing shouting out restaurants. Like you could do that in 2 seconds.
I'm working on
your food and you know your shit.
I met with my team.
You could be a food blogger.
I'm trying to do that. I met with my team this week for my 2026 goals. So that's on the vision board. That's active. That's one of the clocked it vision board. So we went to breakfast. I was like, I had no idea on a Wednesday afternoon how packed this restaurant was. It was hard. It was the only reservation we can get. But at 11:30 a.m., it was called the Commerce Inn. It's the cutest fucking place. I feel like I stepped back in time. It was like if we were like in a barn. We were like in a little barn. It was like a barn from the 1800s, and it was like so cute. And you could just tell they like churn their own butter there. It was like it was very country crock, mama.
Did you get mimosas?
No, we got I got a spiced iced tea a spiced iced coffee that'll blow your balls off. We weren't drinking because we had things to do that day. We had to go around the towns.
Nice.
And we were walking.
Very responsible of you guys.
Yeah, we had a lovely day. I mean, you should try to do that more. Like, maybe it's my old age, but like a daytime lunch, like instead of like a dinner, like if you want to try a good restaurant. And also, if you're trying to get into good restaurants in the city, lunch a lot quicker than you can for dinner. And you can experience the whole thing. And you can also be in bed and cuddling with your dog by sundown.
Yeah, I prefer like a day like lunch thing than dinner. But sometimes dinner is nice because like food wise, dinner is my favorite. I'm not really a breakfast person. But if I do go out to breakfast, I'm getting all the things. I'm getting the omelet, bacon, I'm really going in. Dinner is like my favorite meal.
Did I tell you? Do you see my pots and pans they sent me?
Yeah, that was pretty.
Oh, that was nice. Do you want some?
I have so many pots and pans.
Too many pots and pans. But Poppy did his first
pots and pans.
Poppy did his first influencer scam.
Wait, stop. First of all, how and where and why?
Poppy is a recipient of a new Weber gas grill he got for free. Isn't that
Weber
nice?
Weber gas grill. Why does that sound familiar?
Because it's a leading brand in grill authorities.
Yeah, right.
It's the biggest brand.
Wait, how did he message them and say, "Hey, this is Poppy"?
No. Weber contacted me. They wanted to send me a grill, but I was like, "I don't have I could live on a fucking apartment. We're going to do the huge grill." So I said, "I want, you know what? I'll put it at Poppy's house. So it's my grill, but it's at Poppy's house." So I put it at Poppy's house. But he's doing unboxings now. He's got like all the accessories and all the things. So every day he gets a new present from the Weber. So thank you to the girls, to the lady that reached out to me.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The White Lotus.
Did you want to talk about the Golden Globes?
Yeah, but you didn't watch it.
Well, I know that J-Lo was a bitch.
Oh, she's always a cunt. I hate her. Oh, excuse me. What did she do now? When she comes on the TV, I press mute and I close my eyes and I turn away and I don't even look at her.
You know,
sorry, every time I see her on
the looks.
Who? Oh, Justin Sylvester.
The guy with the beautiful hair. And he's like, all right, pose.
Oh, yeah.
Slow-mo pose.
Yes, yes, yes. He does. He's a director
Yeah, all the celebrities are going up to him, like kissing him and saying hey and like having a conversation with him. She didn't say one word to this guy. And he was like, "You look lovely tonight. Let's see your pose." She didn't say one word.
Oh.
But she came off very nasty.
She is nasty. I know her. I know personal people that worked with her. She's a cunt to everyone. She's a nasty fucking cunt. I hate her. Ooh. When I see her on Instagram,
well,
I report it. I report it. I said, this post made me uncomfortable. And I press that button every time I see her. I'm trying to get the keywords that you can put in so you don't see like politics, whatever. I put her name in every fucking app I have. I never want to see her again. I hate her.
Well, she made me upset because I feel like she hurt Ben Affleck's feelings, and I love him.
She's a nightmare. What do you think she has 19 fucking divorces for? She's a fucking nightmare. Anywho, the White Lotus is announced. They're going to be in France. Again, shocker that I set the trends for 2026.
Everyone is copying you.
The White Lotus will be in Saint-Tropez.
Should we go?
Saint-Tropez. I want to go. I mean, I can't afford to go down there.
When are they filming?
I'm sure they're filming now. Oh no, it has to be summer. It's gonna be the summer.
Maybe you can go see them film and like run in the back and be like a extra.
Well, actually, I guess normally they could go do
wait, hold
four
on.
Seasons. Oh yeah, Sana. In other news, the Met Gala has been announced.
And where our invite got lost in the mail again.
Well, they did send the invites. Well, the official theme for 2026 Met Gala is costume art.
I don't know. The past couple Met Galas, I haven't
they're just making
been,
shit
like,
up at this point.
By anyone.
That's
exactly.
Why you stopped
like
going.
It's not worth my time. The Silky Shop was going to buy a table this year, and then I was like, forget it. All right, I have to go in 10 minutes. Do you want to do some fan questions? Okay, ready? Now we are on to It's Happening text because I have a meeting after this and I love you bitches. So you guys can call or text us to leave a voicemail or a text and talk to us. It's 646-580-5251. What's up, y'all? It's Lindsay from Texas and I need advice from the baddest bitches. I've been seeing this guy for 8 months and it has been incredible. He checks all the boxes, but there is one thing that I am so embarrassed to even say. In the bedroom, he insists on pulling out a unicorn horn, wearing it, and making unicorn sounds in the bedroom. What the fuck's a unicorn sound? She says every single time. I tried telling him it does not turn me on. I even ended up hiding the horn, but he explains it is the only thing that makes him perform very well in the bed. This has been the best relationship, and I am treated like actual royalty, but I just don't know what to do anymore. Please help out a unicorn horn hater in need. What's a unicorn horn?
Is this a secret thing?
This might be like a fetish.
What's her name?
Is this like a thing?
Yeah, is it because there's a couple things happening here. If this is his personality, if he's a quirky kind of guy, and he's like, you know, is very like, expressive and like and cool and like you know goofy and like that's just like he's like a comedic funny guy. He always like wears kooky costumes and stuff. If he's a kooky guy, that's one thing, and that's kind of like just goes on with his personality and it meshes. But if this is like a secret fetish thing, like he's like a straight late like buttoned up person and like a businessman, and like you would never know, but behind closed doors he's putting on sparkles.
Yeah, this seems like a fetish
and pretending to ride a horse. That's two very different things. I mean if it's like, I think it's worse if it was the second one. If he's like closet freak, because if he's a kooky person, and he does all stuff like this all the time, like wears onesies out to the store on Halloween, you know, around town, then
is it like an actual unicorn horn, or it's like a horn that makes noise?
It probably has a coil, a spiral. Yeah, I don't think it's the unicorn horn. I think it's any costume that maybe she's got a costume fetish.
Let's introduce other costumes.
See if a different outfit, like maybe try a different outfit. Maybe it's not just the unicorn. Maybe it's just
but what if it's just animals.
And if he's doing back shots.
All right, time for one question? More. A Pennsylvania caller. Could I have some advice, Momas? Just got out of a 4-year relationship. I was upset, but not heartbroken. He told me that he didn't see a future with me. Deep down, I felt the same, and his mom never approved of me. After living my life for a whole 2 months, I started talking to a new man. He does everything my ex didn't, random surprises of things I mentioned once, flowers every week, and tells me how much he cares and likes me. I'm starting to like him, but am I being a whore for jumping from one relationship to the next, keeping my chin up and panties down? No, you're not being a whore. You
Clock
only have
it.
One life to live, bitch.
I think it's very mature of you that you realize that relationship didn't serve you. You didn't let the mom not liking you bring you down or say that you know you're not
tough.
Worthy enough,
that
you're not
sucks.
Good enough. You didn't let it break your character or break your spirit. You moved on and you know you knew you did what was best for you. And I think what's happening is you liked a little bit of that. What you're missing about this new relationship, we're not really feeling it fully with this new guy, is because we self harm and we like a little bit of the challenge, a little drama in there, and if everything's just so good. So I think just stick with it, and you don't feel guilty.
You deserve to be happy, and we only have one life to live, so enjoy it, bitch. All right, we love you, bitches. Have the best weekend. Well, since me and Joey are going to be cozy this weekend, we need you guys to turn up and be embarrassing.
All right, bye, girl.
It's happening.